Just days before Christmas, the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, now based in the Central African Republic, are reported to have killed at least 2 people, injured 4, and abducted an estimated 50 more in a weekend attack in southern Sudan. 19 aid agencies have called for efforts to prevent mass killings by one of Africa's most feared rebel militias over the Christmas period. Blamed for terrorizing northern Uganda for more than 2 decades, the LRA were pushed out of the areas by the Ugandan army in 2005, first into Sudan, but they have since spent more time in Democratic Republic of Congo and Central African Republic after nearly 2 years of peace negotiations ended in failure. Carol Morgan is the Uganda Country Director for Concern, an Irish charity working in the world's poorest countries.
Well, in northern Uganda, people have been displaced, you know, some people for up to 20 years. And it is because of the war between the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA, and the government forces. Now, since the end of 2006, there has been peace negotiations have been ongoing, and even though in the end the LRA, they failed to sign the final peace agreement, there has definitely been peace and stability in the north of Uganda for the last few years. So these people had actually been living in camps, as I say, for over 20 years, and in late so early 2007, people started to gradually move back home. So initially they moved from the central camps to what we call transitional camps, but still remaining in camps, and they did that for another year or so. But in 2008, 2009, we eventually started to see people moving back to their villages where their families originated from. And again, we saw them opening up land so they could start planting again, because during the period they were in the camps, they were actually surviving on food aid for those years. And now they could actually start to go back and to grow their own crops. So really is ongoing a time of celebration now in northern Uganda, because peace has continued to prevail, even though the final agreement has not been signed. And people are really back getting on with their lives. And again, in the international community, has been supporting, you know, in the provision of health services, so building health clinics near the villages and schools. Concern, we have been very involved in the area of water and sanitation, so providing water sources for people out at the village level, and also supporting people in the area of sanitation, you know, supporting them in constructing latrines, so again, that you keep down the level of disease and infections. But it is still, as I say, it is a time now for celebration, because people are back in their homesteads and, you know, recovering from those 20 years, because it was quite, it was a very brutal war at times. It was a lot of abduction of children for child soldiers and rape of women and girls.
Now, what about HIV and AIDS in Uganda and Concern's work with people who are infected with the virus?
Well, the prevalence, national prevalence of HIV and AIDS still stands around 6.4%. So it has been stable at that for the last few years. But however, with the increase in population, it is in absolute terms, the numbers are actually increasing. Concern, for us, we mainstream HIV/AIDS. So by that, I mean in everything we, every project we do, we look at the impact of HIV/AIDS on the community. So for instance, if we are providing a water point to the community, we ensure that people who are infected or affected by HIV and AIDS can access that water point. We also would look at where we're putting the water point to ensure that we're not putting the community more at risk. So to make sure it's in an area that's easy accessible, so if girls are going at night time to collect water, that they're not in any danger. So we do that in all our work. We do that, and we do a lot of on raising awareness around HIV and AIDS. And you may be aware, at the moment, the group, the very high risk group, is really married couples, and especially within that, the women are married. Women are actually very much at risk, and that's due to what we call the sexual network, where spouses or married couples, one member can actually have a number of sexual relationships outside that marriage. So that is actually it's a major problem, and trying to raise awareness on that, so that somehow women can protect themselves. You know, it's a very important aspect of our work.
Seeing as how we are speaking at Christmas time, how is Christmas traditionally celebrated in Uganda?
Christmas is actually the most important festival in Uganda. And in Uganda, you have, well, over 70%, 75 to 80% of people are Christians. So that's either about 42% Catholics and about 36% Anglican. So Christmas is really the most important time. And at Christmas time, it's not like how we celebrate in the West, in that it's not really commercialized. It's very much a family time, and it's a time for going to church. So people prepare for a number of days beforehand. There's a lot of preparations going on, preparation of food. Children, at that time, they get new clothes because it's a very important time. It's maybe the one time throughout the year the children will actually get new clothes and shoes. So what happens is people, it's such an important family time that people will travel. You see a lot of traveling going on where people from urban areas actually go back to their villages. And they go back for, especially now within Christmas week, we see a lot of people traveling where people may be coming to the urban centres but also trying to travel back home. So it's really quite chaotic for these few days before Christmas. So at home then, once people get home, you know, it's really important, the cleaning again, the compounds are cleaned. Then on Christmas Eve, many people will try to go to church on Christmas Eve, and especially the women who have a lot of jobs to do on Christmas Day, where they have to prepare and get everything ready. So many times women will go to church the night before. And then on Christmas Day, everybody again puts on new clothes, get dressed up, and they will attend church for a few hours in the morning and then come home and start preparing the main meal of the day. And again, the man of the household is responsible for slaughtering the animal, whether it's a chicken, goat or cow, depending on the size of the family and the extended family. And then the women prepare the food. And in many parts of Uganda, traditional dish is called mitoki. It's a green, savoury banana. And this is a very important food to have on Christmas Day. And nearly all households will have this food, especially in the central regions of Uganda. And then the day is spent with family and with friends and enjoying the meal together and socialising.
Now, has a natural disaster affected this year's Christmas celebrations?
Well, it has in parts of Uganda, especially the northern parts where they have been affected by floods. Again, a lot of people's, you know, their coping mechanisms are slowly eroding away. And many of these houses, for this year, will not be able to afford to buy an animal, whether it's a chicken, goat or cow, that they won't be able to afford that for this year. And also then for the prospect of the children receiving new clothes, that may not happen this year either. So really, it just really means that people, they don't have the resources to purchase